Hello, we've just been to see Expendables 2, because that's what you do after you've just seen Julian Assange talk from a balcony. And my God, what a film. Typical Oscar bait, I thought. You know, I've never seen a film that's so relentlessly pushing the feminist agenda. It's just the way...
Why do people who most want to live die? And those who most want to die live?
Liz quoting perhaps the most remoable piece of dialogue.
The most poignant, heartfelt...
You know, in Wayne's World, when they have the thing come up, was it an Oscar clip scene, isn't it?
It was... Oh, well, the script was like... It was written by a five-year-old...
Comes
and then
to
there's
life.
Some explosions, and then there's yeah. men died, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger turns up.
And there's no kissing.
And oh god, the thing that made me think it was a very strong feminist film was basically the complete absence of any sort of female characters apart from the one token woman, who though she could handle violence and could shoot a gun and stuff, she was sort of all the male characters were sort of going, oh don't do that.
And, did she even get it? Let me have a look here.
It was a.
Oh.
Is she on the poster?
She's not even on the poster.
She's not even on the poster.
Jet Li's on the poster, and he wasn't like for 5 minutes.
But the thing that made it remarkable, and the reason I keep mentioning the feminism thing, was because it was just such a deep satire of testosterone fueled blockbusters. The dialogue, the action, it was so relentlessly over the top. It was like a satire, and it made you think. God, if there was no feminism, that's what the world would be like.
Yes.
A place where monosyllabic men basically shoot each other and say, and like...
I could die for some Chinese.
Oh, there was a hideous scene where they were discussing food as like a euphemism for the woman.
No, for everyone, because she said she could go for Italian.
Which one was it? Oh, okay. So...
Yeah.
Which was creepy because she's like half his age.
Weird that after all that stuff with her, was it her last meal being crispy duck with plum sauce? Right, that was the least racist thing in that scene.
There were several bits that jumped out. The fact that there was a plot, that was sort of, it wasn't really dwelled upon that much as you would expect.
It was the kind of plot that should, you know, be a tiny section within a normal film, whereas this was like literally the entire plot, and it took them like 90% of the film just to go there and shoot things on the way.
We watched Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy last night, and basically it's like that, but whereas in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy the majority male cast there was long scenes, there was a bit of talking, and then they just sort of looked at each other in a poignant way. It was Expendables 2 was like that, but instead of just the sort of serious looking, there tends to be lots of shooting.
You know what my favourite part was, though? My favourite mood was when Van Damme's character is going to have the fight with Stallone. Yeah. But because he looks like he's had loads of Botox, except around his eyes, he looks like an alien. He looks actually look like an alien.
It was creepy. And that also contained another gem of a line from the film, where the bad guy goes to Stallone, man up. And then the Stallone goes, "I'll man you up."
And we all break out laughing. And I don't think anyone else in the theatre understood why. Actually, we also broke out laughing in the poignant death scene.
It was...
The poignant death... That was astonishing.
Okay, so the thing as well I got watching the film was, because I guess it's that sort of film because it's like a rogues gallery of action people, was that I don't know any of the characters' names from the films, because all I see is, oh look, Arnold Schwarzenegger's turn. Oh look, there's Bruce
Barney.
Willis. The main man was Barney.
Barney Ross.
The others we've got no idea.
He's Villain. He's Church.
Okay.
He's Caesar. He's dead.
Liz is clearly better at this. That was a spoiler.
He's Billy, because remember, we're reminded at the end of the film of the guy's name. And I always make a joke about there are two types of American soldier, one called Billy, one called Ramirez. And Billy always dies, because you always hear in film people going, "Billy!" And they did it in this film. And right, this is not a spoiler alert. If you can't figure out that the Billy kid's going to get killed within the first half an hour of the film, you're an idiot.
First 5 minutes of the film, me and Mike Lee were sitting there like, oh, he's going to die. Yeah. Like, as soon as he shows
I got this
up
girl in France. romance and she's beautiful. You know, she's one of those people that you do anything for. And it's like, you're dead. You're just dead. You're, why are you talking about your girl?
I'm just going to work out the month in this highly dangerous profession because I want to go spend the rest of my life with this woman.
Yeah, that was the best bit. I'm going to work out the rest of the month. It's like, you're dead. I mean, at what point, you know you're in an action film because, you know, you're in with Sylvester Stallone and Dolph Lundgren. I mean, you know you're going to die if you start talking about girlfriends back home. In fact, I think the best attitude is just to be completely celibate, because anybody who has any relationships back home is essentially dead in these type of films.
Yeah, and anyway, talking to a woman's a bit girly, a bit too girly for this film.
Yes, yeah.
But
looking at this theatre poster, yeah, though, is great, because they all look about 20 years younger than they actually are. Yeah. All the most horrible wrinkles and Botox nastiness and plastic surgery from 20 years ago. It has been erased.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Would you recommend this film, Blakely?
I recommend... It's an experience. It is generally one of the most ridiculous things ever conceived by humanity.
Liz?
I think when they look at, you know, when humanity went wrong, I think this will be the opening chapter.
So, what, do you mean just immediately prior to the film, have we peaked? Is this the point at which the Matrix would recreate the Earth, at the point of humanity reaching its peak?
Yes.
So there we are. Expendable.
Gee, can you imagine aliens coming to this planet and, you know, the first thing they watch is the Expendables? Oh, fuck this. Like I say, well, it's not worth stopping by. No first contact in Star
Actually,
Trek.
The most remarkable scene, I thought, wasn't... We need to wrap this up. The most remarkable scene, though, I thought, wasn't the violence or the terrible dialogue or the so-so plot. It was the fact that at one point, I swear to God, one of the characters on a scene on the plane was reading a book.
Yes.
A book.
Yep.
Clearly the writers didn't. So there we go. That was a good prop. So yeah, Expendables 2, that's our review.